You keep my eye on Montgomery County, whether or not they'll pass that bill, we don't know. About giving rights to the, not giving rights, but rather saying you can't discriminate against people regardless of their sexual preference. Yeah, they say that you can't discriminate against them people. I don't know. Why are they making such a big deal out of it anyway? Nobody should know, you know? It doesn't bother me because I'm... Well, I hate to say it, but I'm not that way. You know, but if I were, you know, I guess I'd be interested in the legislation. All this talk about it, every day in the paper, a new article about people so disgusted that they would even think about passing a law like that in Montgomery County, made me have a dream last night about me and Clint. Hey, now, I'm not that way, mind you. I am not that way. But just for argument's sake, if something happened to turn me to go just a little funny, and something happened to make Clint go just a little funny, I can just see us going to a meeting in Montgomery County. Now, where is Clinton? He knows the meeting's at 7:30 tonight. You'd think he'd be on time, for crying out loud. Well, as long as I'm waiting, I guess I have time for a quick session with Rosie. Now, where's that tape of Clinton I always use that makes me feel so good? Oh, here it is.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Did he fire 6 shots or only 5?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I have kind of lost track myself.
Oh, Clint.
But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off.
Oh, Clint.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Oh, yes.
Do I feel lucky?
Oh, yes, I do, Clint. Oh.
Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm so lucky to have you. Oh.
First thing I come through the door, Punk. Don't nag me. I don't want to go to this cockamamie meeting anyway.
Now, Clint, you know we're having trouble finding an apartment in Bethesda. And frankly, I think we should go to the meeting to let our views be known. You know, they could discriminate against you and your job, Clint, and you could be fired because of your sexual preference.
Hey, I don't have a sexual preference, Punk. I use you. You're not a preference. You're an outlet. You're a receptacle. That's all you are.
Now, Clint, come on, for crying out loud. I think we should go to this meeting. After all, if we're going to try to have a life together, I think we're entitled not to be discriminated against. Now, I'm thinking of putting up some plants and doing a lot of work with this place. And if they find out they want to dismiss us just because of our lifestyle, I think we're entitled to have our legal rights. Now, come on, for crying out loud, let's go. Now, you can drive if you all, for crying out loud. Clint, must we? Do you have to drive everywhere like you're driving on a police chase?
It's the only way I drive, Punk. It's the only way I drive. Now shut up.
Well, there's the meeting hall up ahead there. Crying out loud. Let's go inside. And try not to use your gun, would you please? Try to be nice for these people, for crying out loud. Hello, everyone. I'm Nino Griesmanelli. This is my friend Clinton here. And we would like to say that we support the bill that bans discrimination against people because of their sexual preference. Now, Clinton and I demand the same rights as you people do. I mean, we make breakfast and we have fun and we laugh and...
Stop begging, Punk. You don't get rights, you take rights. Let me tell you, pompous people, something. We're gonna live together the way we want, the way we like. And there's nothing you can do to stop us, you hear me?
Clint, just put the gun down, for crying out loud. It's all right, ma'am, it's all right. Clint, for crying out loud. Oh, my God!
I'll show you people something. You want to see an unnatural lifestyle? Nino, let's give him a demonstration.
Now, Clint, not in front of all these people. Now, these people were trying to win over to our cause, Clint. I think if we give them a demonstration, we're not going to be winning them over to our cause.
We want to show them, Punk, once and for all, what it's like. Turn around.
Oh, my God. Well, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this is all pretty normal.
What are you laughing at, Punk?
Your tie is tickling the back of my neck.
Liza Minnelli is a very lucky lady to...
Minutes before 7 degrees.